Hi, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kyle.
And I'm Jason, the Curly Army Showcase. And we got Monster Apocalypse, some Batman Hero Clicks, and also GW Wash. There's a whole bunch of random stuff for you in this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. Welcome back to Season 2 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Army Showcase over at www.tabletopbattlefield.com, and we just got a whole bunch of little items for you today. Like, we've got, as I mentioned, a quick review of Batman and Heroclix by WizKids, the new kind of movie tie-in game they tried to release.
Does anyone have a six-foot rope and something maybe, you know, a little hook on the ceiling for me after seeing that game?
In addition to this, we haven't talked about Monster Apocalypse pricing. That came out this week. I don't know what Ryan's up to. What Kyle's up to. See, this is what happens. I know back in, I think it's episode six this season, I banned them from energy drinks. They come back from the store with a pair of energy drinks.
Isn't that nice? You never banned me from energy drinks. Oh,
right, no, I was officially banned from energy drinks. I unofficially got myself an energy drink.
Because I paid for it.
It's his fault.
And apparently I'm being blamed for this because I didn't remember the ban.
Apparently, I guess I should go to the store with them next time.
Well, if he was going to buy me something, what was he going to buy me?
I don't know. I was trying not to accidentally pick up my bottle of paint here. I got two cups sitting next to me. One's got allergies, one's got my paint water in it. One tastes good, one will kill you.
Shall we do a taste test then? Which does what? No.
Alright, well, first thing we're going to start off with here, I just want to do a quick demonstration of the new GW washes, because what I'm going to do is actually, it takes about 40 minutes from the dry, so by the time the show's done, we'll be able to see the changes. So anyway, before I dive into all the main stuff, what I've got in front of me are two Tau Empire Crisis Battle Suit Commanders, and I've got them painted up a little bit to where there's a little bit of brown paint throughout them. So each of these guys have had a total of three layers of paint on them, a dark brown color on some of the areas, then a second kind of a little bit of dry brush, a little washy type of lighter brown, and finally some brown, light brown highlights along the edges.
All right.
So if you guys, you can just take a look at those, so you know what they look like right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to actually give one a wash coating and one not, so you can see the differences. But what I'm talking about here, we're called GW Citadel washes. If not a big painting person, what a wash is a really thin down paint. So the idea with when you cover a model with a wash, you're not really going to apply a new color to the model. You're going to alter the color that's on already. Maybe darken it a little bit, lighten it, maybe give it a little of kind of a green tint to it.
Cool.
So that's the idea of these washes. It's going to give them essentially a very worn look, so they're going to be a little dirty and things.
So how many different washes are there?
In the new GW line, they're specifically for washes. There's 8 of them. They run about $3 each. You can buy the entire set for about $20. So just in terms of price per volume compared to the other GW paints, they're about the same. The same 4 milliliters or whatever you get in here.
Milliliters. Could you generally, paint these on Warhammer or War Machine figures
want.
And yep. make them a little more battle worn.
Yep. So it just paints these. Obviously, GW owns this company Citadel, but you can paint them whenever you want. I mean, in the original rule book for War Machine, they actually recommend using GW paints until they get their own paint line. Yeah. But yeah, so how these Citadel washes work? Like I said, you just basically get to run over the entire model. But literally, you just douse the entire model in the paint.
So there's no actual technique that needs to be done?
Nope, nothing fancy. It's literally as sloppy as you can make it. See, the areas you want to be affected, you run over with the paint, or the wash. Initially, it's going to look very dark. But nearly most paints dry. This guy's actually going to dry in a lot less effect than what you
see
right now.
So it tends to thin out the paint already on the actual model?
It may a little bit, but what it really does is the washes tend to collect in the recesses of the model, so the darker areas get highlighted more. So you see little lines in the model get brought out a little more. Also, it's going to create little patches of kind of a little bit distorted color, so some areas will appear a little bit darker, so it'll give a little bit of uneven look to the model.
Kind of looks like it's actual
worn down.
Yeah, worn down,
kind of
yeah.
Dirty, a little bit dirty
exactly.
to them. And also, the other thing it's going to do was also, at least I noticed in some of these colors, at least this brown stuff, it affects darker colors more than lighter colors. So like what I mentioned, I've got some white lighter highlights on this. Those will actually be brought to stand out a little bit more because it's going to affect the darker colors more. So I'm just going to do this one model right now. So you can see, before it's dry, you can see it's quite a bit of a color change.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to be a much. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be obviously that distinctive of a color change when it dries, but that's what it looks like now. So
at the end of the show, we will show you what it looks like.
It usually takes about half an hour, 40 minutes to dry, so we'll just kind of let that sit
there
and come back
and
to
if the end.
So what color paint is this?
This particular one I'm using is the Griffon Sepia. So it's a very dark brown.
Well, if this doesn't dry, we should post these on the actual website to show what they look like.
I already have an article about them. I'm just kind of showing them a little bit.
Oh,
here,
really?
So, yep.
You know, that tells you what I really should be doing, which is...
learn how to paint your War Machine figures coming up here?
Well, that and actually look on the website more often than once a month.
You probably should. But anyway...
I'm sorry, some of us have jobs.
We won't get into that topic at the moment.
Well, not for long.
Again, it's in your Twitter feed. You can talk about it.
Yep.
Hey, I'm going to have a job for long, too, if I keep up doing what I'm doing.
Well, you need a Twitter feed.
Depressing things we're talking about now. Let's get more depressing.
Who said losing your job was depressing?
Who's depressed here?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
You're right. My mistake. But we still get more depressing
now. Oh, yeah. This is the highest moment in the podcast. Yeah, so we're going to go downhill from here.
Unfortunately, it'll be like a brick
falling.
Yeah.
I don't know where Kyle's going with that joke. I was trying to save him, but I guess I didn't do it.
I mean,
I laugh,
this just tells you how depressing things get when I can't even finish a horribly bad joke.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, you might as well tie cement blocks to my feet and throw me overboard.
When? What day? What time?
You know what? I'm sorry.
Why I'm across the table.
So I'm holding something up in front of me here. I'm going to try to get this back on topic somehow. But this is the price list.
I'm sorry,
Monster
I don't think they can read that.
I know they can't read this. But it... Actually, you know, I don't know. If I zoomed in, they might be able to read it. It's not HD cameras that can do this kind of stuff.
You hold the paper still, probably.
Yeah, hold the paper still. Try to read this. Okay. So these are the prices for the Monster Apocalypse game coming out. I've heard October 1st from some sources, but I haven't seen an official date listed by Privateer Press yet.
Okay.
This is their kaiju-themed game, which, of course, is giant monster combat, Godzilla-style things.
Something you were really interested in.
I've been super excited about this game ever since I saw it. So the question, though, is when I see the prices, because this is a collectibles miniatures game, which, you know, means blind boosters. You have no idea what you're going to get when you buy stuff. For the most part. The starter sets are somewhat fixed, but not entirely. But the prices are kind of steep. So
can you show me
them off later? Or do you want me to do it?
I can do it. Monster Apocalypse Rise Starter Box.
Yeah.
Okay, the Monster Apocalypse Rise Starter Box.
Just because I had half the thing I needed to get.
Just because you're incompetent doesn't mean you can't read it.
So the Starter Box runs for $25. It's going to give you one random alpha monster form and the corresponding hyper form monster. So what this essentially translates to in Monster Apocalypse... The base monster characters, which are about 60 millimeters tall, so they're going to run about the same size as a Battle Mech from WizKids, MechWarrior Game, or about the same size as a Heavy Warjack. The War Machine, you're familiar with
that. So it's about the standard size.
They're pretty good size, yeah, they're pretty good size models. And how it works is, during the gameplay, each monster has an alpha form and a hyper form, or certain situations can cause it to go hyper, like excessive amounts of energy drinks, and basically become more powerful and more crazy and things like that, and that's a bad joke, I know.
Crazy? Not me.
I tried.
I
understand about going crazy with energy drinks.
I don't understand this relation here. You really need to improve on your poor jokes.
Okay. I just
real quick.
Back on target.
Real quick question. Does Monster Apocalypse have a board like this?
Oh!
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay. That kind of downgrades it about, like, 5 points.
In addition to that, you get 2 preset buildings. It's got destroyable building figures, 4 preset units. So these four units are the smaller guys that kind of run about the size, anywhere from maybe the size of infantry in MechWarrior to maybe some of the smaller vehicles in MechWarrior. And these are presets. So the starter set... oh, my goodness. So the same starter set's going to have... Like,
you're
back. It's going to have all the same figures. You got a health tracker to keep track of how much damage your monster's taken. It's got one double-sided map, 20 and 24 dice. So you get a bunch of stuff for $25.
So how many monsters are usually in battle?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know a whole lot. We don't still know a whole lot of details about the army composition. What we can say is there's actually only 12 monsters in the set. So there's actually the 6 factions, each only gets 2 monsters. So it's actually only 12, like, the big figures in the set.
So you assume you really only get, like, 1 or 2
that's
in relatively, battle.
Yeah, probably. It's a relatively small set in terms of collectible miniature games. When then WizKids gets cranked out 90, 100 plus figures.
Oh yeah, every.
Are they just starting small, or this is how it's going to be?
This is the first set. Assuming the game gets popular, they're going to have more sets come out, so it's going to be bigger and bigger. But it's just to start with.
And what monsters do they have starting out? Do you know rumors of what monsters are starting out with first?
Well, the factions are, there's the Guard, who's one of the human defense factions, which has kind of anime-style giant robots. You've got the Shadow Syndicate. They're like a crime organization that has kind of like, looks like guys with super power armor or something. You've got the Lords of Cthulhu, who are the demon guys that all look like a Cthulhu demon monster. You have the Planet Eaters, which are these giant guys that eat cities, like, they just walk around and eat cities. They basically landed on Earth from giant meteors. And it's got
apparently cities are a good source of iron.
Yeah, protein. I don't know.
I mean, you know, I guess some people need lots of iron.
People are like ants. Ants are good for protein.
Yeah. Apparently.
Then you've got the pterosaurs, who are like radioactive mutant dinosaur things that basically evolved from radioactive. Then my favorite ones, the Martians, who are H.G. Wells style inspired Martians from War of the Worlds. So they have I believe they have tripod walkers and little flying ships and all those cool tentacle things. So that's the guys I want. But
so kind of like the Skrin from Command and Conquer, how they have the tripod.
Oh yeah, kind of like that, but. Think War of the Worlds. That predates the screen by 100 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of stuff. They're kind of like your typical Marsh alien-looking guy, so.
Which H.G. Wells was
one of the first to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the products. You've got the the Monster Booster. So this is a really psycho pricing. For $13, you get one monster and its hyper form. So you really only get one game piece for $13, and it's totally random. You don't know what you're going to get. So would you even pay that money? I wouldn't.
I mean, there's only 12 figures.
Yeah, that's the thing that's interesting, though. There's only 12 figures.
Hmm. And there's a possibility of getting the same figure over and over again.
Of course, it's random. See, you're basically...
I don't understand the concept of random boosters. Why don't you just say what's going to be in there?
It's because it causes people to keep on buying them because they need a certain figure.
Because what it comes down to, like you're saying, but...
But that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, no,
well, obviously, it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense to the gamer.
No.
You're right. It doesn't make sense to the gamer. It makes sense to the company.
Yeah, that's not right. At least that's personally my opinion.
And you said these figures are only plastic, too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're typical. Most collectible miniature games are
which
plastic.
Which makes it not even worth that $13. No.
Yeah, because the thing is, the thing is a little bit different, though. You know, like, say with WizKids games, there's usually about, you know, maybe a half a dozen really powerful figures in a set of 100 pieces. Yeah. So you're saying, why would you put in these random boosters? Because people have to keep buying over and over and over to find these super powerful figures. And there are these super powerful figures go for very expensive prices on eBay. They'll go like $30,
$40. Even ones that aren't super powerful, that are completely unique, like Cal Riddick, is still going for... Well,
he's a tournament prize, so that's why he's a little bit different.
Yeah, but I mean, still, he's really rare and still goes for $50.
But it's called the crack dealer model. You keep got to get more and more and more to feed your addiction. Literally, they call these things plastic crack online. It's not like it's like some horrible thing I'm saying.
So are you evil on plastic crack right now?
Not anymore.
So then you got yourself off the good. There's programs for that.
Yes, there is.
Rehabilitation.
It's called eBay and single purchases. But the thing is, we only got 12 monsters in the set. It's not like there's that huge thing about trying to find the one or two super guys that can dominate the battlefield. So
being able to buy a whole case, like in MechWarrior, you're able to buy a whole case if you had that kind of money, which then you got every figure usually.
I guess in this case, there's only the 12, because obviously there's units, so there's more than those 12 figures in the set. There's 12 big monsters, and I don't know how many smaller units.
Oh, so they actually do have some.
Yeah, the small, it's smaller like units. Little tanks and little
that
monsters.
That can be wiped out in an instant, things. Probably.
Yeah, but I think so I guess it makes you wonder, is it really more to save on shelf space for the realtors in this case? They have such few figures, because, you know, if you had all 12 figures in individual prepackaged boosters, you have to stock all 12 figures. That's a lot of shelf space versus having, you know, just 20 little boxes.
Well, either way, you would still, you know, you don't know, so, I mean...
No, but if they're pre-packaged where you know what's in them, it's, you know...
Well, you don't need to, have all of them. There's plenty of times where you see they only have certain figures, and, you know, certain other ones are rare, you know, more rare than others.
Yeah,
I think it's just because of, you know, limited build, you know, so few, and they need people to keep buying them. That they need to make sure that nobody knows what's in the package.
But it just seems, like I said, counterintuitive because there's not a lot of figures, so it's not like you require excessively large amounts of boosters to get them all. And plus, if it's a relatively small battle, you don't need to keep getting the same guys over and over and over again. It's really, I don't know, I mean, it's just different. It's not totally screw the consumer over in some way, even though I think it's still pretty expensive. I don't know. I'm confused now.
They just really want as much money as they can.
I mean, for these, yeah, they are. I think they're a little bit pricey. I think you can imagine them going down pretty fast, at least the retail price going down pretty fast if it doesn't.
On a quick trip to the clearance bin.
Yeah. Exactly.
Kind of like where we find a lot of things.
I was hoping to find the Batman HeroQuest game in the clearance bin by then yesterday.
Not yet.
Full price for it.
I bet you'll find it soon.
How much was the Batman?
$10.
I'm sure you'd find it in a few months down the road in the clearance.
Yeah, you probably will. There's a Target, they had the Halo Action Fix stuff all in the clearance bin.
Really?
At the time. I was like, wow, 50% off. Woo! I've heard rumors that the Halo Action Fix boosters are found in the dollar store some places.
Really?
Wow.
I haven't seen that. I'd buy a bunch of them if they're in the dollar store, just because, I mean, I'll pay a dollar for 5 figures.
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyway, that's enough. Anything else you guys want to say about that? So, does anyone care?
Well, I mean, I was excited the first one you first told me about, but...
Our excitement level's going down a little bit gradually.
Especially since we hit one of our highest peaks with War Machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Considering that, like...
Yeah, is there any game going to top it this year?
With Pirate, you know, like, Monster Pogos is, the other game that made this... Privateer Press makes War Machine and makes Monster Apocalypse. So, I mean, it's like... Like, the pricing, for about $3 more, you can get a nice, heavy metal light war jacket. I just put my hand on top of my guy that I washed. Dang it.
Which you can paint yourself.
Yeah, you can paint yourself and kill someone with. You throw it hard enough. But...
Or if you step on it, it's going to really hurt your foot.
If you step on it, it's really...
You know, why would you want to kill me? I mean...
I didn't say you, I just...
I mean, you were throwing it at me.
I was throwing it past the wall.
Oh, yeah. Apparently you can kill people on the wall.
He's being aggressive.
Okay, so anyway.
Well, that really hurts my feelings.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm sorry.
We all care about your feelings, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. I found that out long ago that people care about my feelings.
This is going nowhere in a hurry. So we're going to stop this topic. And we're going to do a quick break to jump outside, and I'm going to show you how to do a quick hobby tip making some counters for games. So how to make cool-looking cardboard counters, as I can't talk right now. So we'll head outside and do that, and we'll come back in just a minute. So, okay, I got a minute here.
So stepping outside for a minute, because I want to show you how you can make some cool cardboard tokens for your game. So what I've got here are a few different items. I've got the actual tokens I'm going to make. We've got some cardboard here. It's actually the inside of an empty cereal box, kind of reusing some products. And we've got the glue that we're going to use, which is a spray adhesive. So first, let's talk just a little bit about how you actually make these actual tokens. The actual images I made with an image editor, in this case, I used the GIMP, available from GIMP.org. But if you have like Photoshop or some other kind of fancy photo editor, you can go ahead and do it using that. You can probably get away using things like Microsoft Paint if you really want to try, but you know, get yourself a nice, simple photo editor, you can do a lot of cool things. But the one thing is, I didn't actually lay out the tokens inside the image editor. I create each of them individually and save them off as their own PNG or JPEG or GIF file, whatever file format you work with. And I actually used a spreadsheet program, such as, in my case, I used OpenOffice's Calc program, but you can use Microsoft Excel. You can probably use Mac OS X's numbers program, I think it's called, the spreadsheet from iWork, I believe. So you can use that, and what you do is basically you just create the actual spreadsheet where you make very well-defined columns. In this case, they're all half-inch wide by half-inch tall. So you can use, you know, the Excel spreadsheets, you can specify just how wide the columns are and how tall they are very exactly, and do that over and over again. So you get a nice little grid. And therefore, all it did is I imported the images into each of the individual cells and got a nice even grid layout. So it really ended up making really nice, out a whole lot of fudging around, do a lot of copy and pasting inside the image editor. So like I said, basically it's just a bunch of individual images that were inserted into the various cells of an Excel spreadsheet, or in my case, OpenOffice spreadsheet. But then for the backing, you want to use some kind of cardboard, a tag board. I just recommend using, like, reuse the packaging off products. It's cheap, it's free. And you don't have to throw this stuff away, and it's really convenient. It doesn't cost any money. So the last thing you got to worry about is the glue. Now, there's all sorts of different types of glue you can use for this. I've basically tried everything. Obviously, Elmer's white glue, which everyone's familiar with, that doesn't work. What often happens, because these very thin paper things, when you put the glue down, it'll often cause the tokens to kind of bleed, and the colors to get all distorted, and maybe rip, because they kind of wet them down a little bit. So that's not very good. Rubber cement and glue sticks both sort of work, because they can kind of a pretty even coating on the cardboard. So the problem with the glue sticks like that is sometimes on the edges, you don't get quite a full stick. So some of the tokens on the edges will end up actually only maybe even half glued down. Eventually they start peeling, and they end up peeling off. So the best thing I found to use is a spray adhesive. The reason is you spray it a little bit, you get a nice even coating. There's not any trouble about worrying about, did I cover the entire area I need to. It's basically a lot of just kind of point and shoot. It's really simple. It doesn't really distort the colors. And it's decently cheap. I mean, you can get it from craft stores like Michael's or Joann Fabrics, or even some, like the general purpose stores will often sell these smaller cans. They run anywhere from $3 to $15, depending on the type, depending on the stickiness, depending on the brand, depending on the size, all sorts of things. You also get it from I said that already. So what you want to do from this point is you want to get out your spray can, and whatever it is, the instructions will be on the can, because obviously it may vary from brand to brand exactly how you want to do things. So really just lay down your cardboard on the ground, and the reason we're outside here is, one, anything spray is not something you want to breathe in. So, and also, I've got it on the grass. There goes the can. Darn childproof cans. So also, the reason I got it on the grass is so that way, obviously, eventually the grass gets cut, and any excess glue that gets sprayed in the grass disappears. You don't want to do it inside on the floor, because eventually you're going to get the little sticky spots on the floor, and yeah, so go out somewhere where, you know, like the grass is a good place for it. Follow the instructions on the can. Don't spray it in your mouth. Don't breathe it in. You just don't want to hang around the area too long. So go ahead and just kind of give a gentle spray over the area like that. And just take your little tokens, stick them down. Press them down a little bit so they're nice and evenly pressed down. And just like that, you're going to pretty much be done. So this, obviously the drying time is going to depend on what type of glue you use. It'll say on the can here how long to wait or whatnot. Once it's all dried, you go ahead and either use scissors, or if you want, maybe you want to use a hobby knife or something, just cut them out and you'll be good to go. So it's really simple, straightforward. That's how you create tokens for miniature war games.
Okay, well, we're back here after my short little tip of how to build this cardboard counter, so hopefully that's useful to you.
That was really useful.
Oh, entirely, yeah.
And we're going to move on to talk a little bit about Batman HeroClix, the new, basically, standalone game of HeroClix by WizKids. They're obviously coincide with the new Batman Dark Knight movie, which came out yesterday when we're recording this.
Mm-hmm.
Which I really want to see that movie.
Yeah, the movie looks really cool.
It's unfortunate that I haven't, had time to watch it, but... Mm-hmm.
You know that opening night they were sold out.
Were they?
Yeah, in the Detroit area, yeah.
So, okay, but back to our topic at hand. Sorry about that.
That's all right, not a problem.
It's a tangent.
That's what this game is. This game is a movie tie-in product. It's not like but...
It's like, ooh, I just seen the movie. I need to go buy something Batman.
I'd rather buy some of those crappy guns and shoot the little foam darts over these things.
Yes.
you can't remember, this is a WizKids product.
Yeah, this is a product. They're kind of becoming known for kind of tie-ins to, action clicks and stuff. It's like basically, they're the company that produces those, kind of like the equivalent of the companies that produce those movie video game tie-ins that are always really bad, or almost always really bad.
WizKids has not been good since...
It's like video games made from a movie. It's like video games that are made from a movie.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what they're doing. They're basically leeching on to popular things and releasing them so-and-so. So anyway, the HeroClix Batman comes in these little booster packs. They're four figures for $10. One of them is always visible, which is some Batman figure, and then they got three random ones. Technically, you are supposed to have one of these per player, but I didn't want to spend the money on more than one of them because I didn't think I was going to like it. So we only got one out here. It comes with a map like this. And then in the back, you got all the rules. It's a very short rules, very simple. Plays very similar to Halo Action Clicks, but it's not compatible with Halo Action Clicks.
I would like to say one line for what really describes this game before we review it. Keep on rolling!
Yeah, keep on rolling. We'll get to more of that in the mini review, but... The reason it's not compatible with Halo Action Clicks is the stats are basically priced differently. Like, for equal prices, the Batman action figures actually have better stats, equivalent priced Halo Action Clicks figures. So and plus, there's range issues and things.
Did you not do a little test on that?
Oh, I did. I put two hunters, two of the hunters in Halo Action Clicks add up to 325 points. Yeah,
which is pretty,
points.
That's a lot, right?
That's quite a bit. The four Batman figures I had that add up to 220 points. Those 220 points Batman figures beat the hunters. So, yeah, there's definitely a point disparity there, which, I mean, good or bad, whether you wanted to play Batman against Master Chief, I don't know, I could care less, but
Ryan, on the other hand,
we tend to care quite a bit, yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go for 10 minutes. This is going to be a 10-minute mini review. We're going to start with Kyle. He's going to throw down, you got our usual Haterade So Sweet cards. He's going to say, I like this feature, throw it, you know, or I don't like this feature, throw it down. And he gets about 30 seconds to say what he wants on that topic. Ryan and the other two people can't say anything. And then after about 30 seconds, the other person can just jump in whenever they want after and cut the other person off, give them about 20, 30 seconds. And then they can say, they can either name the same feature and say whether they like it or don't like it, or they can go into something totally different. It doesn't really matter. It's nonstop for 10 minutes until
until we run out of stuff to say.
Or until we run out of stuff.
Quick.
We each get one final wrap up to say anything we didn't get to say, and we'll call it done. So, ready? Kyle, go ahead.
Well, I will explain what this keep on rolling means. And
So Sweet Haterade.
Of course, Haterade.
Okay.
Of course, you even need to ask a question about that. In this game, it really boils down to one thing. Whoever can hit the most with the rolls. There is very little skill. I extremely hate it. There's really nothing to do but let's walk and fire. And every once in a while, you may be able to hide behind something and hopefully get lucky.
Okay, I'm jumping in. So, I'm going to say So Sweet on the maps. Because this game is map-based.
Was that 30 seconds?
That's about 30 seconds.
Really? Wow.
Ryan, keep track. So, the reason I'm saying So Sweet on the maps, not that anything really fancy, but compared to the Halo Action Clicks maps, these are a lot better. The Halo Action Clicks maps wouldn't unfold properly, and I had to cut them up and glue them down to get the play in the game. This guy came out unfolded and worked great right from the start.
So what you're saying,
you can talk on your turn.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Hate one thing.
Okay. Keep track of 30 seconds.
The map space that they should have a bigger one. I mean, yeah, I agree that it's flat surface, but they should have a bigger space
ideally, you play with more maps. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because. You got these guys running around, and they can go quite a far distance, but mm-hmm. There's not really much places to run to.
Yeah, you've won two of those maps.
Yeah, why are you interrupting me?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm the one who should be talking to you, okay?
Right.
I do not need your help.
My fault.
You know, so what you were saying, Jason, is that you're saying it's a good map because of another crappy map that, apparently because you were...
Whiskey has improved the production quality is what I'm saying, Nick.
They improved... Okay, this is an improvement. Then this is an improvement from what?
What you're saying is still...
This is an improvement because it's flat. Is that what you're saying? Nothing else has changed other than
it's flat now. I'm
sorry,
you cannot lower your standards just because they made even worse crap in the past.
That means they made a step in the right direction, so that's a good thing. You named something. Go. Stop.
This is what I'm saying. This is my whole thing.
What, a Haterade is so sweet.
This is a Haterade on the map.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, it really needs a lot more work. It's not big enough. There's not enough room to actually have more than, one group set of figures. And the drawings are pretty pathetic. I mean, this is like something, obviously WizKids would have made, but still! Honestly, you think of somebody would create something semi-good.
Haterade time for me. That's about 30 seconds. You've ran long enough. I'm going to talk about, they haven't improved the production quality of the figures. The Clicks bases still use the same things that Halo Action Clicks have, which are like the old Mage Knight bases, or the scaled-down versions of what the Battle Mechs had from MechWarrior. The problem is, with some of these figures, if you try to turn them, you feel like you're going to break the figures off the bases, because you just can't grip them well enough to turn them.
No.
So some of them are all right, but some of them, like with some of the Halo Action Clicks figures, you feel like you're just going to rip the thing right off the base. Oh, can't do it.
You really wanted to do
Huntress.
That, didn't you?
You should have gotten to Huntress there.
Okay, one thing I hate. Okay, I hate how they make Batman so freaking godlike because they give him all these special extra abilities and to where he can just quickly pounce on anybody, which is good in real life, but I think they do it way too much. They give him way too much.
I mean, if it wasn't
credit.
For your crappy rules, he wouldn't have died.
Yeah, thanks a lot. What? Why are you talking? And I think they make the bad guys way too weak. I think they need to make them a little bit stronger and Batman, make them a little bit more even with Batman. Because Batman is human, these guys are human. Make them somewhat even.
Well, most people prefer to play as a hero.
Talk, so you can talk.
So,
you interrupt now. Same topic or different topic?
So,
this is the same subject?
You keep talking as long until he interrupts you. So you can talk as long as you want.
Okay.
It's Kyle's job to interrupt you.
Well, I'm interrupting
now. He's interrupting, okay. I guess.
And so well, you know what? I'm going to go with, you know what? I'll go with So Sweet for the actual painting of these figures. And, you know, on some of these MechWarrior figures...
Did you see what Two-Face looks like? Two-Face looks like a clown. He doesn't even look evil.
That's what
he's supposed to talk.
Two-Face is supposed to look like a clown. He really does. And this is This is actually looks like... This comes from the Batman anime. Yeah, Batman Everything. But, I mean, it looks pretty close to the Batman anime from the 90s. Which, you know... And it looks pretty close. So, I mean... Obviously, there's going to be some paint discrepancies because the figures are small, but it's an improvement for how small these figures are compared to what MechWarrior was with some of their figures and how they were painted. God, some of those MechWarrior figures were...
Haterade's coming out. This time I'm talking about the fact that the rules are on the back of the map sheet. Granted, the rules are not very long, and it's really pretty hard to actually forget the rules, but if you ever do forget something, you're kind of screwed in the middle of gameplay. I was thinking, I was going to look up one little thing and like, wait a minute, I can't ruin the game. Look at the dang rules. Granted, if you had a lot of boosters, it wouldn't be a problem, but I'm not going to buy a lot of boosters because I don't want to spend the money in this game. Oops,
exactly.
To go.
I'd like to add on that by saying,
Haterade, so sweet.
Yeah, Haterade. I'll just add Haterade on there. It's got nothing to do with what you're... But how many times during this episode are we going to be doing this and knocking the figures off the table? You know, that should be the main subject here right now. So you add some Halo guys onto the mix. And...
Do you have a real topic to go on to?
Do I have a real topic to go on to? Well, what else is there to talk about? Well, the cards.
The rules suck.
The cards. Well, no, I do have So Sweet. They have these cards that have some special abilities, and on the back they have actually background information. So in a way, that's you know, somewhat good, just to give, you know, a backstory. If you, just in case you didn't know about the Batman,
well,
I don't know where you've been under the rock for the past 20 years. But
I'm going to go with another Haterade.
Okay.
I feel, you know, well, Ryan feels this more strongly than me, but I like, would like, especially with how crappy this game is, be able to actually interact with, you know, maybe Halo and, you know, other hero cliques, you know, more properly so that it may make the game partially more enjoyable. I mean, this game really just sucks, and I think they should do something to improve upon it.
Okay, well, I'm going to jump in here, since Scott seems to be done talking.
Yeah.
Another Haterade come out. The same complaint I had with Halo Action Clicks was, while it's cool that the back of the figures have these little histories about where the characters first showed up, like what, you know, what comic book, what television series, whatever, the way these special powers listed here on the front, I never liked that. Because it's not like, let's say, War Machine, where all the characters have unique special abilities. There's a stock set of special abilities that are the same for every single character in the dang game, but they're just spread out in 50 different places instead of having a single character, you know, single special equipment sheet like what MechWarrior did.
Right? Yeah.
And the fact that they actually kind of say that that's a good point. Whiskey says it's a good point about the game, the fact that their things are spread out in 50 different locations instead of one central location, which...
Well, yeah, I've never noticed that, but yeah, you're...
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, one thing I think is so sweet, and I think it's the best thing about the game... is you can add these figures onto HeroScape and integrate them into the HeroScape game, which I would love to see Batman, like, leading a flight of Kyrie and then Joker leading a bunch of Maro and facing each other. Yeah, you can integrate any type of miniature figure into the HeroScape game. And if you want to know how to do it, just hop onto YouTube and Jason's got an episode showing.
I got a couple of YouTube videos about that.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Did not know about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good.
Well... Besides that, it's another WizKids failure. No.
Okay. Well, we'll go back. We'll finish your point. Let's go another Haterade. Is the timer actually running right now? You think the timer's running?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
it's
good.
Got 1 minute left. All
right, so another Haterade for me. How about the rules are just crappy?
what are the rules? Because they've been upside down the whole... Oh, whoa, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Then we got to start the game over again now.
They're very simple rules. No doubt. If you like a game that's really, really simple, you may really like this game. I mean,
if you want these type of simple rules, you might as well just take two dice against each other and roll and see who gets over 10 a few times.
That's what we ended up doing. Literally, you move around the board and you just roll some dice and do damage back and forth.
It's
you
a cheaper way of doing things.
There isn't much to this game, at least.
At least with MechWarrior, you're able to do...
The rules, maybe there's other tactics where you match up a lot of different units to try to build the best army. This obviously is going to be something there. But the way the rules work out, there's not a whole lot of tactics. It's just like,
big headache at the end. I'm just like, okay, there's not really... I mean, yes, you do move across the board, but why? All you have to do is face each other and roll the dice, and then whoever kills each other.
As soon as you get in range with each other, you move back a little bit, the other player chases you, you roll some more dice, move back, roll some more dice. It's just over and over
again.
They
all pretty much have the same stats.
Yeah.
This is kind of a reminder of my failure with my game.
Yes.
Okay. So you can add two Haterades onto that if you want to.
And our Haterades. You can add all the rest of the Haterades on the...
Okay, well, that's our 10-minute Psycho mini review we had ranted about this game.
Now, can we give a final review?
Yes, the final review is here.
Okay, do we got to roll a dice for that, or do we roll two dice for that?
Each roll a die. So just roll. Do you have one sitting over there?
No, I do not. You knock mine over.
Ready? Let's go ahead.
Three.
One.
Roll, Kyle.
Four.
One. Okay, go first, Kyle.
This has got... You know what? In all honesty, I think it would be more fun to stick a spoon down my throat than play this game. I mean, you know, there may be more skill involved. Who knows? You know, you gotta see if you, throw up or not,
I want a file for that, man.
Oh, yeah, file. I mean, that's slightly dangerous,
That
might require some skill. Unlike this game, which does not require any. So, this has gotta be probably the second worst game I have ever reviewed. And
what's the worst game?
The Star Wars,
Star Wars Pokemon.
I really like Star Wars Pokemon over this.
Ooh.
But
I think it requires slightly more skill than
A little bit more skill. Well, no, Star Wars Pokemon requires a little bit more skill.
Star Wars Pokemon at least has to build your fleet and your deck and make them integrate together.
You're right. So yes, this actually is the worst game ever reviewed.
Okay, well, I'll say my last little bit here. What it works down to is if you really want to play this game seriously, you probably want to get 4 or 5 boosters. So you probably spend about $50 on it. Take that $45 and go buy yourself HeroScape Master Set. It's a lot better game. You're going to have a lot more fun.
Or you can buy even the Star Set of War Machine.
Or even Star Set of War Machine. You're going to get a lot better experience with any of those games. They set out to make a really simple, fast-playing game, and they made a simple, fast-playing game. But for someone like myself, who likes more in-depth, more tactics to it, there just isn't that much there for me to keep me entertained for any long amount of time.
Maybe you should stick a spoon down your throat.
I don't do that.
I mean, that might be more entertaining.
No.
I mean, we could tape it and, show all our viewers.
If we still have that kick in the crotch rating, I might actually enjoy that better. We don't have that anymore. Ryan, any last thoughts?
This is by far one of the most mind-numbing games I've played. And, like I said, if you're a big Batman fan and you just collect Batman figures up to the wall, buy the game. If you're not that into Batman, don't buy this game. Mm-hmm. If you want these figures for HeroScape, buy this game. But if you're not into HeroScape, don't buy this game. It's just pretty much as simple as that.
Worth buying the game for the game.
It's worth buying 4 dice and rolling them against each other.
So you get 10 3 times first?
Exactly. You get as much enjoyment out of that as you do this game.
So how are the figures looking?
They're coming along. It still needs a little bit more drying time.
I didn't think we were going to have enough time.
But you can start to see it's, like I said, it's a very subtle difference. You just see this one over here, the one with the wash, it's kind of tough.
You can see it.
But it is a little bit, it's a little bit darker.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's definitely having an effect. It's not a huge change, but it is a little bit darker. So
no, there's a little tension.
Yeah, you can start seeing it.
So it gives it a little more worn effect, and some of the highlights start coming out a little bit better.
If we had another 10 minutes, then
we
could.
Yeah, another 10 minutes. But just to finish up, we're getting pretty close to our time limit here. We're not really throwing a fit at us right now. The Origins 2008 Game Conference was like about a couple weeks ago.
And you left me out of it.
That was our local game conference.
Oh, that was the local one.
Origins is the big national one.
Where's that located?
Ohio.
Okay.
I want to go to next year. I kind of go this year, but maybe next year.
All right.
Yeah.
Field trip.
The award came out for it. I gotta congratulate my favorite game of all time, Classic BattleTech, for the winner of the best miniature rules of the year, Classic BattleTech.
Yeah.
And of course, with some controversy, StarCraft the board game won best board game of the year.
All right.
Wow. You know, we really enjoyed that game. So
I love that game.
That game's awesome.
The game's awesome. I think it's some issues with it because of the fact that. I don't know exactly how these things were picked. I think they were voted on, so a lot of people, if they never play the board game stuff, they just, by default, check StarCraft as the one they recognized.
It's like, ooh, I like this game.
Yeah, because they recognize the name of the computer game, so.
Yeah.
So, alright, that's enough of us rambling and yelling and making fun of WizKids for one day.
And Ryan being on energy drinks.
Yes.
Hi, I am so high right now.
Yeah, all right. You should probably be high for
energy drinks. Not like a No, don't even talk about that. Don't even talk about that. You don't need to get those jokes dragged up again.
Dredged up from the bottom of the sewage pit that they belonged in.
Anyway,
wow.
Let's go. Any final comments before we get out of here?
Can I just say that this review was slightly mind-numbing?
Although you know, I do like. I mean, on the crappy games, I think it's better we give like a 10-minute review just so people know what the crappy games are, and if they, you know, to give them the option to choose or whatever. I think having like maybe like 3 mind-numbing games, and 3 10-minute segments is kind of a good thing to do. I mean, even if the games we don't like, it might be someone.
Listeners and viewers realize which games to avoid.
Yeah.
Even like for some smaller things like expansion releases to a game, maybe a good 10-minute review would be a good thing because you know it's not really maybe adding a few new things to the game, but it's not a whole overhaul. So stuff.
I should do like to the new HeroScape starter set too.
Those things.
So
maybe
I might end up buying it since I got money.
Eventually.
Okay, well, with that, I guess, your Twitter?
RManMan4.
And I'm twitter.com/TT_battlefield.
And I still don't have one.
Lazy.
And you still need one.
Well, why don't you set me up with one then?
Well, you can do it yourself.
It's easy.
It's free.
It's easy. Even me, not on energy drinks, can do it. So
I just never remember this because Twitter's not something that's. Something I really remember.
Well, you go onto the Tabletop Battlefield website, look up, it's right there, it says Twitter feed.
Or just go to twitter.com, and just fill out the thing there. But
not that difficult.
So any questions, comments, why do we hate WizKids so much? Send them off to Jason at rockosoft.com.
Wouldn't you rather have send them to me, the WizKids hate?
No, I'd rather monitor those.
Why? I would be very.
You said that, Kyle. You get like a bunch of explicative emails.
You bleep it, Kyle. Please, what did you do to MechWarrior? Besides the fact that I would be honest, though. You'd be really honest. You get pure honesty from me, and you'd realize what to actually avoid, which is all of WizKids.
So I guess let's just finish up finally. For our mini review of Batman Action Clicked, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Ryan's phone up there. 13 haters, the 4 so sweets. Yes! See you guys later next 2 weeks, the next episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.
Copyright 2007-2008 Rocko Software, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License.
The intro music done with everything is by the transfer and is acquired from www.podtapeaudio.com and is used in a Creative Commons license.